Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Welcome everybody. This podcast is about vinyl record selling, collecting, trading, whatever you do with vinyl records, this is the podcast for you. And I talk about little tips that will help you build your business, your online business, and maybe your brick and mortar store business. Again, keep listening and we will keep you updated. Whatever we know, we'll pass on to you. Today, I'd like to talk about Etsy. You know, I am getting a lot of interest in Etsy. Myself and a lot of my customers are interested in what I'm selling there. So I'm making some pretty good sales with vinyl records on Etsy. And there's many things I like about this platform. In fact, I'll be sharing that with you today. But again, before I start that, please let us know if you need anything on Facebook. We're at Facebook at Power Records and Music. And we will share anything as far as any updates with you on that platform. If you want to be a club member, just join up with Power Records and we'll be glad to have you. And I post a lot of stories, a lot of my listings, and of course, these podcasts are on that network as well too. So please, and if you need any assistance, please reach out to me at JLCARONE, J Carone at simpatico.ca. So again, on Etsy, I've been selling there for about a year now, and I wasn't really getting that much movement till about 3 or 4 months ago, sales started ringing in there. And I really like this platform. I like it because when you list, it's number one, it's very easy to list. You can post, there's, I believe, room for about 9 pictures of your record there. You can also attach a video, which I think is really cool. And all you need is a little video player app that you can buy or you can get for free. And, you know, take pictures of your records and put them on video on Etsy. And I thought that was pretty cool. And they're saying the interest in buying your records or any item that you sell on Etsy increases because, you know, the movement to pictures to video is getting more and more. In fact, Amazon is offering videos on their listings as well too, because it increased sales. People love video more than pictures. Video tells more of a story, of course, than pictures do. So I like that Etsy offers this as well too. And I'll be honest with you too. The other thing I do like about Etsy is they're not too, insistent on the tracking information. You have to have tracking, but they don't follow up whether, you know, you've delivered the record on time with the tracking. They don't have people that are on you about tracking like Amazon is. And I'm sorry to say that Amazon's pretty tight with this now, and it's causing a lot of sellers to remove themselves from the platform because it's just not worth it. You know, it actually occupies about an hour of my time because I'm following up with tracking to make sure my tracking level is not affected on the network, because they'll ban you if it goes below 95%. And with Etsy, you don't have to worry about that. You add the tracking, you know, and you follow up on the tracking, but it's not as tight as Amazon is with this issue. So this is the other thing I like about Etsy as well too. And of course, their payment plan as well too. You know, you tie yourself to your bank account, or they can pay you by PayPal. You have a choice, and I like that as well about them too. So I would advise you to try a couple hundred less listings on Etsy. And if you want, what I do on Etsy is, you know, to save myself time, is I use all stock photos. And of course, you mentioned that in your ads, that they are stock photos. And again, it makes it even easier to list. It takes no time at all. And I'm getting, the other thing I like about Etsy as well too, is that I'm getting orders from all over the world, not just Canada, not just USA, Australia as well too. And while that is a little bit challenging delivering to those locations, it gives you more options. things have dried up for me quite a bit on eBay for some reason. I really don't know why. So I've reverted to using a lot of my time and spending a lot of my time selling Etsy. And I would advise you to do the same as well too. That's another tidbit I have to offer you today. Guys, again, reach out if you need any assistance on what I talked about today. If you want more information, just send me an email. I'll be more than happy to share that with you. And again, guys, don't forget, if you want to be on the show, let me know as well, too. I'd love to have you. So, guys, that's my show for today. Hope that you're all doing well. Keep safe and keep collecting those vinyl records. We'll talk to you soon. Over and out.